Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, why is John Hammond
still... I got your character sheets.
What?
Right here. I thought, for the fans, we do a little something tasty, a little something special. A little something dinosaur park.
Not a... I fucking hate you.
Welcome to episode 1 of Dinosaur Park, the tabletop RPG, in which our two brave heroes are introduced and then invited to a fancy party.
If you'd like to pick up your character sheet, Zamet, because it's not close enough to you, and we'll go through them. So we're using a system, a real easy system, because I don't have the mental capacity to learn how to make a Dungeons & Dragons happen. So we're using a system called Rhysos, the anything RPG. Okay, so, Samit, if you'd like to go through your character sheet.
Sure.
Or also Joel, as I think your name is.
My name is also Joel.
Uh-huh.
My hooks is that I can't swim.
Yep. And just like in real life.
And my tails are that I just love ribeye steak.
So a hook is something that just gives you an extra dice. Uh-huh. It's a flaw that you have. It just gives you an extra dice. And so does a tail.
Okay.
So you're getting two bonus dice. If you get like to go through your abilities there.
So my cliches.
Yeah, cliches, which are your abilities in Rhysos the Anything RPG.
Winston Churchill.
Okay, so what that means is that in any situation, you have the abilities of Winston Churchill. Okay.
So I can
so that means you need
cigar.
To make a great speech.
Yep.
You'll be bloody good at it.
All right.
You need to wear a snappy suit and smoke a cigar. You'll be on point.
Cool.
Next one, what?
Rocky Balboa.
Good at punching. Joel Zammit is good
handy.
At punching.
That's very handy. I'm going to punch a dinosaur in the face, I guess.
Okay, yeah. And that means you'll be able to take a hit. That's good.
Dennis Nedry.
Good at hacking.
Yep.
From the original Jurassic Park.
A bit of a coward.
Exactly. So, yeah, what that means is that in any situation, say you want to hack, Dennis Nedry's good at that. You'll get two dice to hack, plus your two dice from your hook and
plus
tail.
If you want to run away.
Yeah.
You're bloody good at that.
Yeah.
That's basically what all of these cliches amount to.
All right.
Joel Dusha.
All right. So my character's name is Joel.
Cool.
Good.
My hooks are that I'm weak to ghosts.
Uh-huh. Just again, like in real life.
Does that mean that ghosts are good? Oh, no.
I'm glad you picked, like, you based this off real life, and that's good. Because my tails is that I won gold in the 1986 Winter Olympics.
Yep. I basically just did my best to base these off
yeah,
actual
Yeah, it's like
reality.
You just went onto my Facebook.
Exactly. I was like, I haven't specified which gold for what. So you
lots
can choose.
Of buy.
I'm going to say skiing. But
I was going to say trap shooting, but no.
I'm going to say skeleton.
Perfect choice.
Winter real Olympics? Good at lying down.
Yeah, it was winter.
Good.
Cool. So if you'd like to go through your abilities or your cliches.
Rambo?
Rambo, yeah. Like John Rambo.
Yeah.
So good at guns.
Both got a Sylvester Stallone character.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Okay, not intentional, but hey, I'm happy.
Subway.
Yeah, like the company. So if you need to do anything that Subway needed
if I need to
do.
To eat fresh.
Yeah, that's well within your capabilities.
Make a delicious sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And my third one is Lindsay Lohan from the Herbie the Love Bug.
Uh-huh. Good at driving, good at meeting teens, the whole package.
Perfect.
There you go. So those are your characters for Dinosaur Park.
I feel like Rambo is a dangerous one to give me. I'm going to flat out murder so many people.
I'm glad. I think this will be a good time. Remember, you can do anything. You don't have to do only things Rambo or Subway or whatever could do.
Uh-huh.
But you'll obviously be able to do some things will be harder for you than others.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Good.
Well, I think I'm ready to go.
Good.
I'm sad we're going back to Dinosaur Park, but...
Hey.
Wait.
You, what?
Why? Why are we going back
well,
to Dinosaur Park?
Maybe just hear the story and you'll find out.
So this is taking place after...
This is taking place post-Dinosaur Park to the Lost Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
All so right. We saved our black daughter.
Yep, saved your black daughter and Ams.
Dropped Vince Vaughn in...
In the sea.
In the sea.
Yep. And everybody retired to New Zealand.
Yes.
Perfect.
We made good choices.
Hey, is there a T-Rex in Australia now?
No, no. It got dumped in the ocean.
That's right. That's good. Thank God.
Is there any questions before we leap into it?
Nothing yet.
Do people create ghosts in this world?
You'll have to wait and find out.
I'm real good at murdering people, but then really bad at dealing with the consequences.
That's true. Zamet can run away for you. It's good. Nearly made you choke on your Coke Zero. All right. The two of you are sitting in the back seat of a limousine. Outside, the rain pours down on the English moors as you pull up out the front of Jackson Bailey's mansion. A man with bright orange hair, 6 foot, very tall, very muscular. He opens the door for you. If you'd like to come inside, follow me. And he starts walking toward
I run.
Jackson's
I run
mansion.
The other way.
You have
no,
been
no, I'll come in.
You have been... That would be so funny. You've been invited to Jackson Bailey's mansion with the understanding that this will be the last time you ever see him.
All right.
This is why you've come along. You've got a letter in the mail in your little New Zealand cottage. Mm-hmm. And it said, hi, look, I'm having a meeting. Come on down to the mansion and I swear to God you'll never see me again.
All right.
I'm overjoyed.
I'm like, maybe I can get one punch in. Maybe I can get one sneaky punch in his fucking...
You've been training all these years.
To be the best Rocky Balboa you can be.
I'm going to give him a sweet speech, punch him in his jaw,
I might
run away like a coward.
I might finally get, like, after years of watching Rambo 4, I might be able to tear his throat out.
That's good. The dream. Or quickly load a missile into a bow and arrow.
Yep. That's my plans. All right.
A tall, muscular, red-headed man. He walks you up the gravel path and to the large oak door of Jackson's mansion. He opens it for you and gestures for you to head inside. You head inside. Inside, it's an ornate, beautiful, very lovely, well-lit mansion. And there are a whole lot of other people milling around.
How many statues of you are there?
Several. Lining the halls. And lining the walls. And there is a big bas-relief of me in the center of the room. You're in a sort of foyer of sorts. If you look around, you can see a couple of familiar faces. Vince Vaughn.
Oh, I thought you died.
Wah! Guy who looks like George Costanza, but isn't George Costanza. He's standing in a corner eating a little cocktail weenie. And then a couple of other people that you don't recognize. Everybody seems a little bit confused and puzzled as to why they've all been invited to the Jackson Mansion. They kind of mill around and are sort of talking amongst themselves.
I do everything I can to avoid Vince Vaughn and try to talk to the other people there to try and ask, you know, what's going on? Do they know?
Vince Vaughn seeks you out like a great white shark. As you sidle over to an elegantly dressed couple in their mid-50s, Vince Vaughn sneaks up behind you with a quiet, wah! He's looking expectantly at you, other Joel.
Through gritted teeth, I'm like, hi, Vince.
Wah!
How have you been? How did you survive?
There's a darkness in Vince Vaughn's eyes. He remembers that you threw him in the sea. He can't help but remember.
You're a real good swimmer, Vince Vaughn.
Where? He turns around and heads in the other direction. Joel, what are you doing?
I head straight for the punch bowl.
Okay. A large glass bowl full of a pleasantly coloured punch sits amidst other hors d'oeuvres and snacks.
I grab two glasses, make it look like I'm bringing one for other Joel, also Joel, and down both.
The heady wash of an intensely alcoholic punch flows through your body and you almost instantly like get into tipsy. It's hit you hard.
I am pleased.
Vince Vaughn heads off in the other direction to go talk to a guy who looks like George Costanza but isn't George Costanza. The elderly couple in their mid-50s, they turn to you, Other Joel. Do you know why we've been invited here? We're completely adrift.
I was like, no, we just got a letter saying that Jackson Bailey, this is the last time we'll ever have to see him. Mm. And like, I have a few things I'd like to say to him in person.
I see.
Yeah. So how did you know Jackson?
We're investors, they say. Sorry, I didn't introduce her. I'm Mr. Elijah Wood, and this is my wife, Mrs. Elijah Wood.
Oh.
They're not Elijah Wood. No relation, they say.
I was going to say, you don't look like the actor.
No. Well, we're far older than
you. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I guess it's a common name, maybe?
Not really.
Yeah, no, just you and him, huh?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, well, what investors, you say?
Yes, in the remaining elements of the park.
What are you going to do with it? Well, were you investors before?
Well, we're investors in the... Mr. Elijah Wood seems kind of puzzled by your lack of understanding. In the currently ongoing research...
Currently ongoing, sorry, what?
Research that's still happening in it. He doesn't know what about the research. What is your relation? How do you...
Oh, we were in the first dinosaur park.
Uh-huh.
You remember that with all this, like the scandal with this in Central Park with
yes,
all the school
yes,
children?
Yes,
yeah, that was...
I believe it was Queensland, but yes.
You're right, it was Queensland. I don't know why
I remember. Central.
Yes, in Queensland, that scandal. Yeah, we were in that.
I'm so sorry. And a lot of children.
They did. So many children mercenaries just gone.
I mean, not such a worry about the mercenaries, but the children. That's very sad.
Yeah, I remember the names. I think it was a school teacher at one point. It was. I had to give up that. All like the fresh faces of new children coming in the new year.
As a darkness crosses your eyes. And you like stare into the middle distance, remembering past trauma. Joel, you're pleasantly sozzled, standing in the middle of the sarong of people. And you notice a very large, very, very muscular man in like a khaki sort of safari shirt. He's got a pith helmet on his head. He's looking very kind of antsy about the whole situation. He kind of looks and eyeballs you and walks over to you.
I grab him a glass of punch and myself another one.
Good, you're getting there. He reaches out a hand for a handshake.
I put the glass of punch into his extended hand.
He downs it in one.
I look him in the eyes, smile, and down mine in one.
Mr. Jumanji, he says. It's a pleasure.
Jumanji, I've heard so much about you. My name is Joel, and I extend my hand also.
Okay, he shakes your hand. I have been, you know, good friends with Mr. Jackson Bailey for a good long time. He provides me with dinosaurs to hunt. I got sick of hunting regular animals and turned to alternative means. How are you in relation to Mr. Jackson Bailey?
I grab another glass of punch, kids.
The punch bowl is getting empty, and literally only you and Mr. Jumanji have had anything to drink.
I sip on this one for a bit. Okay. I'm like, I've known Jackson, Mr. Jackson Bailey, or as I like to call him, Jackson, for quite a while. If you remember the traumas of the original Dinosaur Park, I was there on the run, the first run. I saw a lot of murders.
The beta testing.
And then we were friends after that for a bit, but distant friends. And then all of a sudden he kidnapped mine and other Joel's black daughter. And then we had to go to the other dinosaur park. Things were not great. And then I grab another swig of the punch.
Mr. Jumanji, like, the more you tell his story, the more like sorry and kind of upset he becomes. He kind of puts his hand on your shoulder. I feel the sadness in your voice, he says. Jackson Bailey has done some great things, but also some truly terrible things.
Have you ever, Mr. Jumanji, have you ever seen an entire class of 8-year-olds die? I have.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Mr. Jumanji goes back to milling about. And after a while, is there anything else you want to do? Anything else that...
Can I finish off the punch?
Yeah, you can finish it off. You're fucked.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I'm talking the way I am.
You're like a mess right now.
Can I be crying too?
Yes.
Roll to see how many tears I have.
All right. I'm rolling a lot of dice. Wow. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 tears.
I'm a cryy boy.
But not an even cryy boy. Yeah. That's not an even number of tears. You stopped on one eye.
Had enough.
Had enough. Eventually, a door at the end of the foyer opens, and a very sick figure walks into the room. He's hunched over, he's hobbled, he has a shawl around his shoulders. You recognize it as Jackson Bailey, your good friend.
I misread the
good
mood
friend.
Of the, I misread the mood of the room and start clapping.
Jackson Bailey nods. Enough applause. Enough applause, he says. Nobody else in the room is clapping even a little bit. Please, please.
I just want to stand there, arms crossed.
If you'd like to follow me to the dining room, the chefs have prepared us a delicious meal. Jackson Bailey starts heading down a long hallway, shawl over. He's got a cane as well with a little amber. You know, bug trapped in amber, John Hammond style. He leads you to a large dining room. There's a very, like, there's a very nicely set out table with a big turkey in the middle and a lot of food. Jackson sits at one end and gestures for everybody else to sit around the other. Mm-hmm. He sits down and starts eating, cuts himself some turkey, has a drink of wine.
I ask, is this turkey?
Yes, what else could it be?
Just a question, Jack, I'm sorry, I just wanted
to
know.
Looks like a turkey, Uncle Joel, it's a turkey.
I mean, it could have been some kind of dinosaur, and... Okay, cool, I just hoe down.
Joel, I mean...
I'm struggling to sit down.
Mickey, Jackson clicks, and the muscular man with orange hair... goes over and helps you into your chair.
I look at him with solemn sadness on my face and sit down in my drunken state. I'm well aware of how this evening goes.
When you give Mickey that look of solemn sadness, like Mickey's got quite a big smile, but he's not unhappy, but it's like you punched him in the gut. He sees like a depth of humanity in your expression. He goes and stands behind Jackson Bailey. Jackson Bailey just tucks in.
Is there any ribeyes?
Any what?
Ribeye steaks.
Yes, I know they're your favorite.
They are.
Yeah, there's ribeye steaks at the table, especially for you.
I ignore everything else and just tuck into them ribeye steaks.
Don't worry, Joel. There are no ghosts in my mansion.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I wipe the sweat from my forehead. Being drunk is a sweaty time.
Mrs. Elijah Wood, who's sitting adjacent to Jackson Bailey, kind of puts a hand on his forearm. Why have you invited us here, Jackson Bailey? Is something wrong? Jackson just sort of, he's like, look. In time. Till then, eat the turkey, enjoy. He coughs and into like a little handkerchief. It seems like he's quite ill.
Do I notice? Do I care?
Let's see. Yes, you do notice. I don't know if you care. That's up to you. Not at all.
I just keep going down in my ribeyes.
After a while of everybody eating, everybody enjoying their meal, and occasionally everybody gives Jackson a glance. Everybody's wondering. Everybody's clearly curious as to what's going on here. Jackson stands up. He clinks a glass with a silver fork and he says, "Thank you all for coming here today. Old friends," he gestures to the two of you.
I shake my head.
My head's like down on the table. I'm like half asleep.
"New friends," he gestures to Mr. Jumanji. "And investors," he gestures to Mr. and Mrs. Elijah Wood. "Something is gravely wrong with Dinosaur Park."
I groan.
I lift my head and there's more tears welling in my eyes.
There are. 12 tears.
I'm crying again, it appears.
And you're just looking up. Why? As some of you know, and some of you might be unaware of, after the events of 2000 and... was it 12?
Maybe.
When did the first Dinosaur Park happen? It has escaped my memory. I think it's 12. I think that's when it was... it happened.
2012, sure.
Yeah, whatever. After the events of 2012, my glorious park was closed to the public. Now...
like, glorious park? He's actually going to... he's saying glorious park. Dusha, he's saying glorious park. Okay.
Now, at the time, I had a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And I used that to keep the park... well, to not get it bulldozed. And the research facility carried on.
Mm.
Now, I've been in communication with Dinosaur Park's research facility for the last 3 years, but within the last week, there's been a communication blackout. I've assembled the investors because, well, I figured you'd want to know, and Joel's, Vince Vaughn... guy who looks like George Costanza, but who isn't George Costanza. You're the people in this world with the best knowledge of how to traverse such a park. And I need to find out what's going on inside.
I don't want to know.
I fall off my chair. Sideways, though, not backwards.
If you'd like to come and speak to me privately, Joels, you seem the most reluctant... then that's why? Fine. I'll why? Be at this end of the table.
I'm trying to crawl towards the exit.
Mickey stands in front of you. Like,
I grab his pants legs and I look up with the same look of sadness I had before.
It hurts Mickey again. He picks you up in his big strong arms, though, and walks you over to Jackson Bailey.
Yeah, fine. Wash. Yep, I get up and just walk. This clenched fist.
I understand you're reluctant.
Uh-huh.
I question, or he questions.
I nod.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Might I inquire as to why?
Well, last time... let's see. 2 times ago... whole mess of children, against our judgment, yes. And against our protests, you still went ahead with it, and a lot of children died. Mm. You didn't get into any legal trouble, which, one, was angry enough, but two, trauma. Then you kidnap our black daughter,
uh-huh.
And
yes.
M.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, to, yeah, okay. And you don't see why we would be... I punch you in the face.
Well, let's see.
You might kill him.
You punch me in the face. I'm going to take that as your Rocky Balboa stat.
Yep, it sure is.
Yep, you slam me down good. You wrench back your fist and like a spring, slam it into my already weakened jaw. I tumble out of the chair and onto the floor, clutching at my face and looking up at you with questioning eyes. Why? I asked.
Why? I cry. It's like impotent rage. Just like, why? You don't understand.
Jackson Bailey crawls. I also like that I'm swapping between I and me and Jackson. It's funny. Crawls back up onto the table, clutching his jaw. He reaches into his smoking jacket and he pulls out clearly what a legal document. and he slams it down on the table. Perhaps this would change your minds. You have a look over it, I'm assuming?
I pull out a pack of cigarettes and start smoking. In reality, I don't smoke, but in this reality, I do.
That's fair enough. I'm surprised neither of you have taken up like a heroin habit. It's amazing, yeah. Really, that you're still functioning-ish human beings.
I whispered to other Joel, what does it say? I'm too drunk to read.
I read it out loud.
Okay, you're going to use your Winston Churchill stat or your Dennis Nedry stat?
Doesn't Winston matter. Churchill stat.
All right, here we go. Yeah, you're fine. You look over the document. It's restraining order. And it's restraining order that seems to say that if after the events of your search or reconnaissance mission into Dinosaur Park, you will have a restraining order against Jackson Bailey. And if you ever come within 100 meters of each other, Jackson Bailey will be sent straight to prison. Seems up to Chuff.
Basically, Joel, if we do this, he can't bother us again, ever. Is this include, make sure, like, any kind of contact through, like, electronic means as well?
Phones, telegraphs, fucking pigeons, boys. It's not happening.
If we do this, he never contacts us again.
My face lights up.
Again, ever again.
I start laughing, but also crying a bit.
Does this include our family as well?
Yes. All.
Oh, I take a...
You're a broken man. I broke some good man. So that's a yes.
Anything else? Are you going to sweeten the pot?
$100 to the two of you.
I take a drag. Can I take a drag?
Give me this money.
You'll be, of course, accompanied by Mickey and your good friends, Vince Vaughn, and guy who looks like George Costanza, but isn't George Costanza.
Can we not have Vince Vaughn?
I'm afraid he's... Again, this is not... Like, he didn't come here tonight. He's been here for the last month. Like, you invite Vince Vaughn around once, and he thinks that his house is your house. It's not a Mikasa Tsukasa deal, Vince Vaughn. Somebody shoots him a dirty look. Get him out of my hair. Real favor.
Fine.
I agree.
Fine.
But I won't be nice to him.
Jackson Bailey stands up like... He throws off his shawl. He doesn't look sick anymore at all. Oh, happy day! He yells. Please, dessert! A bunch of waiters bring out a delicious cake and some jelly. Sit! Celebrate for in the morning!
I put my cigarette out in the cake. And say,
scotch, please.
I'm going to bed.
Let's just... Joel Dusha, or Joel, you start to smell smoke.
Yes.
Please just head to bed.
I smell the smoke. Mm-hmm. I'm still hazy drunk, but like my brain's still...
You drank a whole bowl of punch. You're not in a good way. Really?
I smell the smoke. I think about it. I'm like... Death probably won't be that bad, and I go straight to bed anyway.
You don't.
Oh, well.
The dessert continues as normal. Everybody chats. Everybody seems a little bit calmer.
I go for the dessert wines.
There's a whole cabinet.
Good.
Are you getting just as drunk?
I think so.
Good. You drink and drink until you basically can't tell... Person from person anymore.
I like to be talking to Jumanji, calling him Mrs. Elijah Wood.
Mr. Jumanji just laughs and enjoys your company.
Amazing. I mean, you actually hunt dinosaurs.
I did. I hunted dinosaurs.
That's the best. I want to shoot every dinosaur I see in stupid dumb face.
Yes, they're good hunt. They're good game.
Oh, that's so good.
Jackson Bailey is animated. He seems like maybe he was never sick at this point. He's laughing, cajoling, chatting with Mickey about the upcoming mission. As the dinner winds to a close, you see fire coming from the kitchen. Doesn't seem like anybody else has noticed it yet, though.
I look at that, look back. Who am I talking at this moment?
Probably Mr. Jumanji still.
This is... Wood, do you see... You're a real great guy.
Thank you, I am good.
I take a sip of my dessert wine.
You gonna burn the mansion. But nobody notices. Conversation carries on. Finally, Mickey, like, who must have just been, I don't know, gazing off into the middle distance, leaps up in alarm. Fire! 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 And runs off to get, like, a fire extinguisher. Everybody else notices at this point and runs towards the kitchen. You can see, assuming you'll go with them.
No.
Yes, good. There's a lot of commotion happening in the rest of the house. You have no idea. You sit comfortably at the table, drinking your dessert wine, enjoying...
Maybe hoeing into some Neapolitan ice cream.
Yep. Oh, boy. The fire, like, you can start to feel heat coming from the kitchen area.
I start to drink my now melting ice cream.
You can see the hallway which you came from is also on fire. If you listen closely, you can hear what sounds like sizzling, like steam as the rain falls on the roof, which is also, at this point, clearly on fire.
Hmm.
As you're sipping your dessert wine, casually drifting off into the abyss, out of the corner of your eye, you notice through one of the many windows lining the mansion that nearly everyone is outside.
Like, do I see other Joel?
Well, let's see if other Joel wakes up. Any stat you want to use for that, by the way? Subway?
No. Smelling freshly toasted bread.
Wait, Rambo probably has... Rambo has good survival.
Rambo probably does.
Yeah, I'll use Rambo.
All right. Don't have to be sad about it.
Honestly, dying sounds pretty good.
You're woken by fire licking at your feet. Like, you kind of hazily open your eyes, still drunk, and notice that the fire has reached the end of your bed from one of the doors. Seems like the whole building might be ablaze.
What story am I on?
You're in the second story.
I jump out the window.
All right, you open the, like, slide open the glass window and just leap out. Let's roll to... You land and are fine. Thank God. Thank God. You, like, on the ground. Oh, no, you don't even see. You're inside drinking.
Sure am.
As you roll up and stand up hazily, you see that the rest of the dinner party is still standing, or is standing, in the lawn in front of the building. And... No, you don't even notice sound. I love it.
What's the shrubbery, like, the shrubbery like?
There's like a hedge kind of surrounding the lawn here. There's a couple of pleasant flower bushes.
How close to the hedge is the house? Like, is it in danger of catching fire as well?
Yeah.
Mm.
Sure is.
Oh, boy, yeah. Mm. Like, if the fire reaches, the whole place is going to just probably go up in smoke.
I stumble away, but...
Stumble away?
But away from the other people. In my brain, I'm like, maybe they'll think I'm dead. Maybe I can get out of this.
Okay, you stumble, like, through the hedge and into the little, like, beginning of the proper grounds of Jackson's mansion, which extends for a couple of acres around. It's just pleasant, moorish fields extending. You're on the other side of the hedge, and you can see properly that the whole building is just ablaze.
All right, so I want to go just leisurely stroll to the window.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see him falling in?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, probably.
All right. Is there anything around I can just take? It's just steal.
I'm going to Dennis Nedry that because that's
sneaky.
What he's about. Oh, yeah, look. You look around the room. You see that there's some good silverware. Like, you probably get a good price for it if you pawn it. There's, like, a real nice painting. Looks like maybe it's like, you don't know the painter, but it looks like it could be someone.
Is it of Jackson?
It's not.
I want to slash Jackson's painting.
Okay. Good. With what? With your knife? Like you're eating the...
Just with some silverware.
A spoon.
You tear the painting. If you were to look outside, you'd see Jackson be like, what?
But I don't.
You don't notice. You tear the painting, you collect some silverware.
Some stuff I can just put in my, like, jacket pockets.
Yeah. Because a couple of, like...
little ornate little things.
Yeah, little knickknacks and the like, you know. Maybe a couple of, like, clearly, like, little animals or dinosaurs carved from special, very expensive rubies. The kind that...
Yep.
On a pleasant little mantle.
Yep.
Collect all of them, chuck them in your jacket pockets.
Yep. All right. And then just leisurely stroll outside if I can.
Well, you turn pockets laden. with ill-gotten goods to the only two exits of the dining room, and they are both ablaze with flame. They look like if you were to walk through, you just suffer massive burns.
Oh, I want that. Over. How's the window looking?
Well, I mean, it's not as... You're on the first floor.
I'm going to jump.
Will also Joel survive his fall? Find out next time on Dinosaur Park.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.